In this exercise, I'm going to share how mindfulness can help restore feelings of confidence that may have been negatively impacted over time. Many survivors of very difficult circumstances will get to the stage in mindfulness path with even a stronger sense of themselves and deeper appreciation for their own resourcefulness. But trauma and deep internal challenges can leave its mark on confidence, attitudes, relationships, and behavior long after the core wound has healed. Mindfulness practice can help you to feel more confidence in yourself, restoring you to your original authenticity over time. You may have developed the tendency to over-monitor everything in your experience, looking out for signs of danger, harm, or anything unpleasant. Of course, it's healthy to look out for danger, but it can be unhealthy if we're not balancing it out by remembering that 99% of the time when we are actually okay in each present moment. So if you learn to acknowledge your monitoring without letting it take over, you will stop undermining your confidence in your current state of okayness. By opening up and bringing mindfulness to all the positive states of being throughout your day, your sense of self-confidence will grow bit by bit, drop by drop, until your water bucket of self-confidence is full and embodied. The more you open up to your sense of being okay in this moment, moment by moment, the more your nervous system will relax, the more embodied you will feel, and the more internal resources you will feel are available to you. By also bringing mindfulness to more and more moments of safety, health, happiness, and peace, you are automatically increase self-confidence with you and feel more confident about others. Take a seat in a quiet place where you feel particularly safe. Sit tall with your spine long, your shoulders relaxed, and your belly soft. Close your eyes or gaze low at the floor. Maintain a level chin for a neutral spine. Breathe gently in and out through your nose. Turn your awareness towards your breath. And the movement of breath through the body itself to help get grounded and settle further into your seat. As the mind gets quieter, notice if there are any emotions present. For today's meditation, we will choose to work with one, just one emotion. It could be anger, sadness, frustration, resentment, or disappointment. Or you could choose something positive, such as love, kindness, gratitude, or joy. But choose just one for today, and silently to yourself, create an intention. Your intention is to use your chosen emotion as an object of your focus. So now let's turn towards that emotion and see if you can locate it within your body and wherever it is that you notice that emotion, hold your attention in that space. If the emotion moves, your attention follows. Present now with the emotion. Notice all you can about the detail of the emotion's size, color, temperature, and shape. As you explore the characteristics of this particular emotion, be very careful not to chase the object of the emotion or the story. Don't go looking for a reason or a source. Simply stay present with the emotion itself, its felt sense, out of your head and present in your body. Present with the emotion itself, your object of focus. Anytime that you notice that the mind has gone off chasing stories or anywhere else, come back to the felt sense of the object of focus. Repeat this process of returning as many times as you need to. Notice, perhaps, the more that you move towards the emotion, the more difficult it is to find. It is changing or moving, or it becomes slippery. Like all things, this emotion is energy. It's always in motion, always a part of the grand flow. By watching it and observing it versus grasping it or identifying with it, the emotion itself is given the freedom to morph, to move, and even given the freedom to go. The emotion is not you, it is energy in your body. You are the witness, the watcher, the noticer. You are the ever-present awareness, the blank canvas across which emotions are painted, the sky across which emotions and the clouds, the stage across which play of emotion comes and goes. You experience emotion, but you are not your emotions. Perhaps your object has wandered or waned. Perhaps the emotion is still felt strongly. Turn attention away from the emotion and back towards the self that's the witness. Notice the space between the two, the emotion itself, awareness of the emotion. Remember that you are awareness, infinite, spacious, and free. Identify with that limitless awareness. And slowly open your eyes. You're okay in this moment. You are safe in this moment. If you are breathing, then there's more right than wrong with you. When you're present, you have resources to choose how you can relate to experiences. Excellent. Well done. I hope you feel more confident about yourself in this moment. To recap, trauma can leave its mark on confidence, attitudes, relationships, and behavior long after the core wound has healed. You may have developed a tendency to over-monitor everything in your experience, looking out for signs of danger, harm, or anything unpleasant. By opening up and bringing mindfulness to all the positive states of being throughout your day, your self-confidence will grow bit by bit. I hope that this has been helpful for you. Thank you for your mindfulness practice. Namaste.